America. But Earl, as we all know, has left us, but he's left us a great legacy, and we like to come on the air once a year for 24 hours and raise awareness of his legacy and also ask for your generous donations. We've raised over $1,000 so far to date for KFAI and for the many various programs that are hosted here on KFAI. My name is the Metal Evangelist. You might know me from Roar of the Underground, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. And we should just talk about what we heard for a little bit. I played some local music from a band called The Broken Rule that was not hardcore, a track from their self-titled album that just came out in 2026. Cool stuff. We had a request before that for a band called the Neptune Power Federation. That song was Lock and Key from 2024's Good Night, My Children. Before that, I played some more local metal. That was Giant's Knife. Beyond the Reach of Comets was that track from their 2025 album At the End of All Things. Before that was some Black Sabbath by request, A Hard Road from the Never Say Die album circa 1978. And then before that, we had a block of metal that was influences from our in-studio guest Warplague that just played live in the last hour. So we had Sepultura with Refuse Resist off KSAD. We had Entombed with Left Hand Path, the title track to their debut. We heard Celtic Frost with Jewel Throne from 2 Megatherion back in 1985. And we also heard Nuclear Assault with Critical Mass from the Handle With Care album that came out in 1988. And there was a request for some Motorhead before that, Stone Deaf in the USA. Going out to Doug G. We had Tower before that. One of my favorite new bands, Tower from New York City on Cruz del Sur Music. Their second album, Let There Be Dark, came out in 2025, and I played the song The Hammer. And yeah, that's about where we started off in the 6 o'clock hour. So it's after 7 o'clock now, and we're waiting for the guys in Psychedelic to show up and load in. They're going to be playing live in the 8 p.m. hour. So we're going to keep the metal flowing with some new stuff that I've found to be very good epic doom metal. This band from Canada called Exul. Sealed Into None is their debut full length. It features none other than, let's see, oh, they've got... They've got some fun names here. Defender is one Philippe Tongus. I've been playing a lot of Philippe's bands because they've been putting out a lot of records this year. Exul, he's also in First Fragment. Funebrarum's going to have a new album that he's on. He's on the new Worm album. He was on the Zacritus album. Anyway, Philippe Tongus is a great guitar player, multi-instrumentalist, and I am going to shut up and let you hear from his band Exul the song Labyrinthian Fate. We are dropping the needle on this one on KFAI's Metal Meltdown. This is 90.3 FM, Minneapolis.
That's a motorcyclist. And you're the driver of that big truck. Near paths never crash. Please start seeing motorcyclists. A life-saving message from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety reminding you to start seeing motorcyclists.
Mental excess of call. number six, I stand in line. I am the prototype, my convenience for mankind. Superior is digital, human flesh so trivial. I hate that I can't see.
Hello, you are listening to the Metal Meltdown 24-hour tribute to Earl Root here on KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, streaming at KFAI.org. I'm the metal evangelist, helping you navigate through our program of events today. We've had Melpomene play live in the studio. We've had Warplague play live in the studio, and right now Psychodelic is setting up as we speak to play in the 8 o'clock hour, so that will be a lot of fun. Let's talk about what we just heard. I played some Nevermore. That was Sentient Six from This Godless Endeavor circa 2025. To my jubilation and delight, Nevermore has reformed with a new lineup, and that song in particular was the new singer's favorite. I saw him talk about it in an interview. His name is Berzen Onen, and he really connects with that song, and that I kind of had the same, you know, feeling when I first heard that song too. It's a really very emotional song and easy to connect to, I guess. So wanted to play some Nevermore because they're a terrific band, one of my favorites, and hopefully next year, we'll get to see them in the United States. So before Nevermore, we played Coroner, another great band from Switzerland that had been gone for a long time and came back with a new album called Dissonance Theory last year, and we played the track Consequence. Also heard from Living Through Ghosts, local doom metal. That was the Echo Divine single they've had out for a couple of years. They've got a new album coming very soon, and they're playing out, so look for them. If you want to know when they're playing, you can tune in to my show, Thursday nights at 10, Roar of the Underground. Before that, we played Exul, Labyrinthian Fate, from their debut full-length, Sealed into None, out on Nameless Grave Records. So we've got another half hour until we get to about the point where we'll switch it over to Psychodelic. I want to make sure everyone out there listening realizes that I am taking heavy metal requests on the radio in a market of millions of people here in the Twin Cities. So if you're hearing my voice and you want to hear something, dial me up, 612-341-0980, or get in our Discord chat, kfai.org/chat. We'll take you to our Discord server. You can play along at home, follow the songs as we play them in real time, talk to other listeners of the show, and make those song requests. So we've got some more local stuff that's kind of my specialty on Roar of the Underground, and I'm bringing some of that to you here on this program for the Metal Meltdown. We're going to play some Red Vinter. This is some doom death from here in Minneapolis, and they have a new album coming out called Ghost in the Fog, and the first single is Cryptic Sight here on KFAI's 24-hour Metal Meltdown.
Deep fog.
Oh.
Speak on your